In southern Wisconsin, people who work in a wide range of professions are coming together to immerse themselves in a unique 9-month program to hone their leadership skills.
Since 1997, hundreds of people have graduated from the Sauk County Institute of Leadership. Each year, the program enrolls 20 community members from all walks of life.
We're hearing about the program's local impact and what defines a leader with Morgan MacArthur, a facilitator with Sauk County Institute of Leadership and the Community Development Educator for UW-Madison Extension Sauk County. Morgan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Look, I'm thrilled to be here with you. I'm thrilled that you've shown interest in what we call SCIL, S-C-I-L, Sauk County Institute of Leadership.
You are a 2015 graduate of SCIL, Sauk County Institute of Leadership. Can you walk us through the 9-month program and how it impacted your life?
I was motivated because a friend of mine went through a for-profit program down in Milwaukee, and I watched him change over a year-long program, and I said, I want some of that, but not for that $7,000 price tag. I'm a Baraboo native and living in Milwaukee, and I was coming up to Baraboo on a regular basis and investigated this SCIL or SCIL, and somebody said, you should do this. It's really good. And basically, the program is a 9-month program. We meet one full day every month. Each full day has a theme. And the motives are really threefold. One is to pull back the curtain on challenges that face the county. So they're getting an education about Sauk County, local government, law enforcement, education, healthcare, whatever it might be. We bring in guest speakers and experts from around the county to enlighten our audience about things that probably they'd never have a chance to interact with. How many people, put your hands in the air now, would love to go for a tour of the jail? But it's a real eye-opener to do that and to learn about the culture within the jail. That's just an example.
And we're midway through the sessions now, 2024, 2025. What type of personal growth is happening midway through the program?
It thrills me. There's a fellow, we get a real spectrum of people. I cap the class size at 20, mm-hmm. and I, as the facilitator, don't comfortably like to work with a big group. I want to keep this intimate and to be able to connect with everybody. And there's a real spectrum of attendees. We've got a conservation officer from the DNR, a fellow that's in insurance, healthcare, public service. We've got two from the Ho-Chunk Gaming Enterprise up there, which is fantastic. We learn a lot from those two that are in the class. We've got farming sector represented, a real range. When a physician's learning about a dairy farmer, that's a pretty cool deal. And it's not just casual conversation, right? We're doing some deep work. And so to watch people grow in their awareness and their confidence is thrilling. You start to see yourself as your own unique form of leader. That's not a checklist. You get coded in confidence, you're a different person that comes out the other side. And that's my goal.
I'm wondering, you know, when you have facilitators who come and present challenges that you're encountering in Sauk County, has this institute helped to solve local problems or been a part of solutions for Sauk County issues?
Well, I would hope so. And it's not always immediate either, you know, and I accept that. I accept that. Really, the program was instituted back in, it was developed in 1997. And the main aim was, we've got all of these community development programs that need leaders, that need people who are doers and leaders. And we don't have enough people, enough boots on the ground to do that. And so this program was developed back then. So this is our 26th class. We've got county board supervisors in this class, in the last class, in the class before as well. We've put SCIL graduates in a position where they can make a difference.
We're talking with Morgan MacArthur, community development educator at UW-Madison Extension Sauk County, and we're talking about the Sauk County Institute of Leadership and its efforts to hone leadership skills in the Baraboo area. Morgan, participants in the Institute, they explore topics like personality assessments and team building and trust building and conflict management. In terms of a topic like personality assessments, you mentioned at the outset, some people don't see themselves or view themselves as a leader. Many of them coming into the program don't see themselves in a leadership. What should people understand about themselves as they learn these skills and in terms of their own personality?
Temperament assessment is but one of many tools. We do emotional intelligence as well. We use a product called Real Colors that is based in, it has its origins in the Myers-Briggs type index that many, many of us have taken. Mm-hmm. It helps us understand ourselves, why we are the way we are, but it also, as leaders, helps us understand other people. Mm-hmm. It's helped me with my wife. I'm not a planner. I'm a creative. She's organized. Mm-hmm. And you combine those learnings. We spend a lot of time talking about the power of listening and the power of empathy. And you combine all of those things, and all of a sudden, many things in the world make more sense.
I'm wondering, does a participant's employer have to be fully on board and supportive for their employee to be part of this 9-month commitment?
Well, do they have to? No. We have had people, believe it or not, who've taken paid time off and come, they've come to Skill on their own nickel. So in those cases, the employer may be oblivious to the fact that the employee is attending. Hmm. And I feel a real sense of responsibility to ensure that the programming is of the highest quality, because that's a big investment. That's a big investment. But usually, employers are behind them. As a matter of fact, we have several employers who are sort of feeding us someone every year and supporting them. So it's a modest fee, a modest tuition, $800, which is a bargain for a 9-month program. But there's also 10 days off of work, and that's a big deal. So, but for the most part, employers are behind them because it's an investment. It's an investment in their people. It's a statement to their people. We believe in you. We believe that you are a leader, and you might not see it yet, but we do. And it's also, they're going to come back with a new view of their work, of themselves, and of their team relationships.
This being a well-established institute in Sauk County, I wonder, do you have advice for other counties, other communities that may want to create a leadership program like this?
Well, this one was modeled after what was used to be called the Rural Leadership Wisconsin, and then that morphed into Leadership Wisconsin, and that was a 2-year program out of the UW. It was kind of like graduate school for these county leadership programs. And back in the day, back in the late 90s, Skill was one of the first ones to be formed, and then they bloomed like dandelions around the state. Mm-hmm. You know, there are 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know what the count was for how many leadership programs, county leadership programs, were generated, but right now there are, to my knowledge, only 2 left. There is the one in Sauk County and there's the one in Greene County. Both counties border on Dane. So Greene County leaders, as well as the Sauk County Institute of Leadership, are, to my knowledge, the only 2 county leadership programs that are still pumping along. There are others waiting in the wings that might start up, but the day has kind of come and gone for county leadership programs, and for whatever reason, they've dwindled. My recommendation for anybody who's listening to this conversation, regardless of the flavor of a leadership program, it's an investment in yourself to engage and learn about it. Whether you're a reluctant leader, whether you consider yourself not a leader, whatever. Get out there and enter the stretch zone and learn stuff about yourself and about working with people and about leadership, and prepare to be amazed. Because once you've engaged the program, a leadership program, you will change. It'll be so positive.
Before we go, we're on the cusp of a time when people make New Year's resolutions and contemplate them, what they will be like in the new year. What could people do today to make them a better leader next year, in the new year?
You know, I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, leaders are readers. So reading, and we are living, Kate, I can say this as an old guy, 66 years old. We are in an era, we are in a time now where we have an abundance of resources like never before, whether it's YouTube, streaming, you know, our libraries, whatever it might be. But leaders are readers. So it's low-hanging fruit to pick up a book and read it cover to cover about self-development, and not necessarily self-help, but leadership development, insights, learn from other people's experience. That's where I would start. You know, I've got book disease. I've got a stack of books by my bedstand, and that's where I would start. Participating in a leadership program is fantastic. I had a transformative experience. I'm trained as a veterinarian, and so years and years and years ago, I was a practicing veterinarian.
Wow.
And I attended, got involved with the Toastmasters organization to become a better public speaker, and it was transformative. My career arc, my professional and personal direction changed dramatically, and it comes back to that coding that was confidence, but also put my hand in the air. Now you can't stop me from talking. You see, you've got that problem. But yeah, so anything that you can do, I'm speaking to the listener now, anything you can do to engage in investigation and education, do it. Do it, do it, do it. The comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. And so the thing to do is to engage with some form of personal development program, education, and keep yourself growing. Because all things that grow change, and all things that change grow. There you go.
Morgan, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Morgan MacArthur is a facilitator with the Sauk County Institute of Leadership. For decades now, this 9-month leadership program has worked to develop these skills in the community.